Recap of the 2020 Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show this week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to the Mail Call Mondays, and this one is going to be really quick because I am really, really trying to finish up the video editing from the 2020 Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. And really, we came away with more than 20 different videos of different manufacturers that we stopped at. We stopped at far more booths than that, and that was because some of them I just needed to get a media contact for projects that we're going to do later in the year, possibly with those companies. So it was a very productive show. Unfortunately, things did not go as smoothly as I had intended. Sarah usually comes out with me in order to run the camera and provide moral support and block shots to keep people from walking through them and quite a few other things. And so I really felt like I was missing my right hand at this show. Unfortunately, there were some medical issues in her extended family that required her to stay here in Evansville while I made the cross-country trip. And that actually came up close enough to the beginning of the trip that I wasn't able to switch over from driving and fly. So I still did the 24-hour drive from southern Indiana to Las Vegas on my own. I've done it on my own before. It is not an enjoyable trip when you're driving for 2 days straight with just you in the car. So this video is going to be fairly quick because I really only want to touch on two of the different companies that we went to on this SHOT Show. And it was kind of two that caused a little bit of confusion and a little bit of disruption. The first one I'll talk about is Cutting Edge Bullets. So Cutting Edge Bullets, they didn't have a whole lot of information for us, but this year they are working on turned copper solid bullets for .22 long rifle. And this is intended for an ELR application. Now, ELR stands for extended long range. And in the .22 world, that really means like that 300 to 500 yard range. So it's a little bit different with 22s because you are working with a very small, very slow moving cartridge when you compare it to traditional center fire long range rifle. So the environmental effects are much more severe on those cartridges. Wind drift has a huge, huge effect on a 22. So when we shoot out to those extended long range distances, it is an extreme challenge. Now, the reason someone might want to do this is because you encounter the same challenges shooting ELR to 500 as you do shooting, shooting ELR 22 to 500 as you would shooting a center fire out to a mile. So it's really one of those things that it's done for the challenge and nothing else. Now the problem is the current ammunition for .22 rifles was never intended to do that, so they're kind of trying to push the envelope. Now you can decide on your own if it's something worthwhile or not. There's going to be a lot of people who aren't going to be interested in this at all, but the reality is there are a lot of people that are not interested in centerfire precision at all. So we have these different niches in the sport, and it's okay to explore the limits of those niches. We don't really need to get into the argument on if it's financially viable or, well, why wouldn't you just switch to shooting center fire? Well, a lot of times we do these things specifically for the challenges. So what I'm going to be interested to see is the technical issues that they run into going forward on this. We're talking about turned copper solid bullets, and traditionally turned copper solids have run into some difficulties that you don't encounter with a standard lead core copper jacketed bullet. So that's where we see things in the centerfire precision world, like driving bands on copper solids, things like that. So I'm going to be really interested to see how turned copper solid 22 long rifle bullets end up working in our current barrels with our current twists. If it's going to be something that in the future we're going to have to go to super fast twist 22 barrels in order to stabilize them, I don't know. It's going to be really interested to see. Plus, it's going to be interested to see what kind of velocities we can get out of these bullets. So it's kind of one of those where I'm sitting on the sidelines, gonna watch the development of it and see how things go. For the time being, I will continue to shoot standard match 22 rimfire ammunition, probably Lapua Center X or Norma match 22, the type that I normally run. But the development, what they're trying to do with it, is going to be very interesting, and we really have no information on twist rates, on bullet weights, and on pricing for the finished ammunition. That hopefully will all come later this year as they get closer to the completion of the project. But it's something I'm going to be watching and something I'm going to be very interested in. Now, a lot of you guys spoke up and said you're going to be really interested in it. A lot of you guys said that you're not interested in it at all and you don't understand why they're doing that. And I just see it as pushing another limit in the sport. It's highly unlikely it's going to affect National Rifle League 22 competition at all, since that is 100 yards and in, and the ammunition that we have available now is wholly sufficient for shooting tight groups at 100 yards, as long as you do your homework and you figure out what ammunition your barrel, your rifle likes, and what's consistent for your setup. So it's going to be interesting to see where this rolls out going forward. Now, the second company is really on the top end of the what you would call premium equipment, and that is Trijicon. And Trijicon announced their Ventus at the 2020 SHOT Show. They actually announced it slightly before the show. And the Ventus is a laser rangefinder capable of ranging targets out to 5,000 meters with a little bit of a twist. It will also measure the wind. So where the confusion came in over this product is that it measures the wind, and they've advertised that it measures the wind out to 500 meters. And a lot of guys immediately spoke up and said, oh, well, it's going to be totally useless for long range shooting then, because it only measures the wind to 500. And even at intermediate range competitions, we're shooting beyond 500. Well, here's where the misunderstanding comes in, and here's why I am excited about this product. While it's true that it only measures the wind to 500 meters, it then extrapolates that measurement out over the distance of the engagement. So if I laze a target at 1,500 meters, and there are two different models of it. One will have an internal ballistics computer, one will not. So let's say I'm working with the one with the internal ballistics computer in it. So I laze the target to 1,500. It goes through, it does a firing solution. While it lays the target, it also fired three lasers out in a conical pattern that then measured through LIDAR the movement of dust particles in the air between me and 500 meters. Now it splits that up into five different gates, they call them. So five different points or planes across that conical shape of the lasers going out, where it measures the movement of the dust particles and then comes back and uses that to calculate wind movement within each one of those gates. Now you may have one where the wind's moving a little faster because of a break in the trees, one where it's moving a little bit slower, and it's going to take those and use those to calculate what effects that it's going to have on the bullet inside of that distance. That will then take the effect that it will have on the bullet inside that distance, and it will extrapolate that over the remaining 1,000 meters to the target. So remember, we lased it to 1,500. It's calculating my drop to 1,500, but then it's using the wind samples within 500 to determine how far the bullet is going to drift out to 1,500. Now, is it perfect? Would I rather be able to measure every meter out to 1,500 and get a very granular, very fine detail effect on how the environment is moving the bullet? Yes, absolutely. I would love to have that. Unfortunately, the computational power that would take would be considerable, so it would take quite a while to get your firing solution in a small handheld device. And then secondly, it would require very powerful lasers and probably some programming that would not be within the consumer market right now. The device that we're looking at here is going to be between $8,000 and $10,000 for what it is able to do right now. And in speaking with rep there, the main limitation right now on the distance that it will work on is the fact that it has to be an eye-safe laser in order to be sold on the civilian market. So you can't go up to Class 3 lasers in this and still sell it on the civilian market. It would be restricted to military and law enforcement only. And then you run into a whole different ball of wax. And Trijicon is trying to make this available on the civilian market. So while there is a significant price point to it, if you're able to afford it, you now have access to that technology. So is this going to be useful for long range shooting? Well, I can tell you that measuring your wind drift over 500 meters in five different points is probably about five times more accurate than what you're getting now just holding up a Kestrel at the muzzle of your rifle. Now, skilled shooters are still going to look through their optic downrange and see what the environmental effects are, but now you have more information to adjust based on your experience and your eyeball. So if I know that most of my open area is going to be right near my muzzle, that's going to be the highest effect of my bullet. And then going downrange, I can make an adjustment. Maybe I can hold a little bit less than what it's telling me to be able to adjust and get on target. If I know, okay, my first 500 is relatively sheltered, and then beyond that, it's going to be wide or open. Okay, well then I can adjust based on that. So a lot of what we're talking about here is being able to just get more information into the equation, and more information is better. Now, what you have to decide is the extra information you're going to get worth $8,000 to $10,000? I can tell you for me, even doing what I do, that is going to be outside of my ability. That is equivalent to what a very high-end rifle is. But if you are, say, a hunting guide out west and you're typically shooting in the mountains in open air, then that may be something that is very worthwhile to be able to take out and get a little bit better wind call for your customers and be able to get them on. If you are in a law enforcement environment where you're in an area that you may have to take more extended shots, then being able to have this device to where within your engagement distance is probably going to give you a dead-on wind call, that may be worth the price there. So it's something that I'm really going to be interested in. And what really amazes me about this is I consider this really the first generation of the consumer products. And as we've seen with laser rangefinders over the years, when I first got back into recreational shooting, laser rangefinders were really expensive for the ones that could reach out to precision rifle distances, and they really were not all that great as far as accuracy. You had to really brace them and make them steady, and those were miniaturized over the ones that we had in the military. So as we've come along, now I've got laser rangefinders that I can carry in my pocket that can laser targets out to a mile and return a ballistic solution on them. So I'm excited because I think as we go along, we're gonna see these devices get smaller, cheaper, more accurate. A lot of the laser limitations are being overcome with optical advancements. So for instance, our pocket laser rangefinders, it used to be that they were limited to relatively short distances, and that wasn't because of the power output of the laser, that was because of the optics that were receiving the reflected laser. And I am not an expert on optics, I'm not an expert on laser rangefinders, but just talking to some of the engineers that have worked on these things, those are the issues that they have resolved that have made these much, much more accurate, smaller, being able to operate more efficiently and bring the price point down as well. So that's what I'm really excited about the Trijicon Ventus. Now when it gets out into the field, we'll see how it works in the real world, because the models that they had on display were really just, they weren't exactly mock-ups, they did have guts in them, but they were not finished products. They didn't have active displays in them where I could actually laser something and see the computer working. So they were mainly there to be able to show what the form factor and what the device looked like and have something for us to be able to take pictures and demonstrate in videos. The app looks to be really, really cool. It looks like it's got some really interesting interfaces in it. I'm sure that will go through a bunch of different tweaks as they go along. Again, I'm really excited to see how that goes going forward. We stopped at a ton of different other booths while we were out there. There was a lot to see, a lot that was really interesting, and we've covered that in a lot of our videos. We will have more than 20 videos published by the time this is done. We've already got the Cutting Edge Bullets video and the Trigicon Ventus video published, so you guys can go ahead and check that out if you have not already, and we'll leave a little call out so that you can click the link to go to that video and check it out. That's going to do it for this Mail Call Monday, so I can get back to video editing. If you guys have any questions or comments, please leave it in the comments section down below. If you like the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, get out and shoot.